We live in an era of built-in obsolescence. Many of the things we buy, computers, smartphones, cars, pens, sunglasses, they're not built to last. They're built to break sooner or later. It's part of our consumer culture, and recent generations have grown up with that as their reality. But there was a time when if you bought something, you'd keep it, use it, take care of it, and hand it down. Clothes, furniture, silverware, they were well-crafted, and they were keepers. And some are still around. San Franciscan Josh Donald recognizes their value.
To a certain degree, there's tube radios have a certain quality that transistors don't have, and those have a certain quality that, say, satellite radio doesn't have. But, you know, the appreciation of it isn't necessarily in step with its efficiency necessarily. So I think there's a little bit of that in play with the vintage and antique stuff.
Unless it's maintained with care. Donald owns the Bernal Cutlery in San Francisco's Bernal Heights neighborhood. KALW's Audrey Dilling has the story of how he keeps the goods of yesteryear in good shape.
This is an old French knife. This is kind of the classic old professional, you know, French chef's knife.
Every knife has a story. And if it's passed through the Bernal Cutlery, Josh Donald can probably tell it to you.
So it's called a nogent handle.
Right now he's showing me a sleek steel blade with a smooth black handle.
This was Julia Child's favorite knife.
He pulls out another one from a glass display case of vintage knives.
This is kind of a cool one. It's dead stock.
That means it's never been used.
The blade was forged most likely in the 20s or 30s.
Donald says it was part of a set discovered in a warehouse in France about 10 years ago. It was made before World War II.
It's almost like if you could go back in time and buy a knife.
Donald's wares haven't exactly traveled through time, but many are from other eras. And most come from far away, places like Germany, Sweden, France. Right now, Donald is talking to a customer about a
traditional Japanese-style knife. It's like a big triangular wedge-shaped knife. It's only sharpened on one side, like a chisel.
The customer is Jeff Banker, co-owner and chef of the Pacific Heights restaurant Baker & Banker.
What were you saying about the back side?
It's convex on one side and concave on the other. So this concave side, you don't want to overgrind it.
Donald follows a Japanese method of sharpening. He uses a series of stones varying in texture.
Coarse stones, so you can hear a little bit of work happening there.
And then he moves on to a finer grain stone, and then an even finer one, to polish off the knife.
So now we're finishing up with the finish stone, and it's maybe not the most exciting stone for radio, because it's really quiet.
Donald first learned to sharpen Japanese chisels back in 2005 when he was a wood sculptor. But his infatuation with the blades began much earlier than that.
When I was 5, I found a pocket knife, and that kind of started it.
What was appealing to you about that?
Because it was cool. Because it was neat. And I wasn't sure if I was supposed to have it or not. So I think that kind of, you know, added a little bit of allure to it.
That allure evolved into an appreciation of other kinds of knives.
And it's hard to really nail down what the appeal is, but when you are, you know, say cutting a carrot or an onion, very, you know, kind of seemingly pedestrian vegetables with a really, really great knife with a really, really good edge on it, then, you know, there's a kind of magic that happens there.
He says he gets that feeling when he's using
a really, really, really finely made, handmade knife that was made, you know, 100 years ago or something like that.
And a century-old blade tends to show its age.
It would have been worn in, you know, over decades. And that stuff's always really cool, you know, to see how somebody that owns something, you know, the life that object picked up through its use.
The life that an object picked up through its use. It's an interesting way of talking about a piece of forged metal and wood. But after talking with Donald for just a little while, it becomes clear that vintage knives are more than just tools to him. They're like people with their own histories. And to keep that history going takes care.
I guess the only thing that we really evangelize with is like trying to get people to hone their knives themselves with a stone at home.
Josh Donald knows that new knives can be just as good or better than their predecessors. It comes down to the quality of the materials used and the care with which they're made. It's that intangible mark of craftsmanship that he keeps alive in his shop in Bernal Heights. in San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.